Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Saturday, February 24th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is A Witness to Your Generation. Our text taken from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. Pastor B says, did you know that God expects your friends and colleagues, co-workers, business associates, schoolmates, family members, co-tenants, and all those he ever connects you with who aren't yet born again will get to hear the gospel through you for their salvation? They are all hanging on to the trust committed to you by God. He holds you responsible as their witness. You're the witness to your generation. Therefore, be committed to bringing salvation to those in your world. That's where your fulfillment in life lies. You become a fruit-producing branch, fulfilling what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. You're a fruit-bearing branch, bearing fruits of righteousness and manifesting works of righteousness. You carry the seeds of the kingdom inside you. That's your number one ministry in life. Remember the words of Jesus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Make the expansion of his kingdom in the earth your priority, and his glory will be manifested in and through you. You have to come to the realization that the gospel, the same message that saved your life, has been committed to your trust. Paul knew it. Hence, he declared in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Take personal responsibility for the gospel, and you live an absolutely fulfilling and impactful life. Glory! Please take this prayer with me. Father, thank you for the blessing of being counted faithful to be a minister of reconciliation. Thank you for your glorious gospel, which has been committed to my trust. I'll keep preaching it boldly everywhere. And to everyone until the whole earth is filled. With the knowledge of your glory and your salvation. And righteousness reign upon the nations. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, and Mark chapter 16, verse 15. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, take personal responsibility for the gospel, and you live an absolutely fulfilling and impactful life. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.